Hey guys, it's Brittany. Welcome back to No Filter Podcast. And as always, thanks so much for listening. Business of the week this week goes to Shay Quinn, who is an author. Her Instagram name is The Author Shay Quinn, and that's TheAuthorShayQuinn. And that is on Instagram. So Shay Quinn has two books out right now. More Than a Friend, Chapter 1, which I actually just got my copy of on Amazon. And her second book is called More Than a Friend, Chapter 2, RNT's Unfinished Business. So if you're out there looking for a new read, this is a two-part series, so go ahead and get your copy. Not only that, Shay Quinn also has a publications company, and that's Ideo Styles Publications, and that's IdeoStyles Publications. They offer editing, proofreading, a writing coach, grant writing, ghostwriting, and more. So if you or anyone you know are trying to get into writing, or you just need some help with your writing, Ideo Styles Publications can help you out. So go visit IdeoStylesPublications.com today. So and also don't forget to pick up your copies of More Than a Friend, Chapter 1 and 2 on the website. And you can also get those copies on Amazon as well, like I did have Amazon, the hard copy, and you can get on Kindle. So shout out to Shay Quinn. She's really out here doing her thing. I was just on her Instagram page, and I think she also offers tutoring for kids in the Akron area. So just go to her Instagram page and check that out. She has a lot of things going on. So shout out to her, and she is Black, and y'all know we love to support the Black businesses over here at No Filter, which is kind of what we're going to be talking about today in the discussion segment. Me and Antoine wanted to talk about Black people supporting Black businesses. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and move on to the discussion segment. So have you ever thought twice about going to a Black business instead of a regular, any other business?
Doing it like you've thought. Like, I do that if you go to anywhere. Like, if you have some places, like, honestly, I'm cheap and I'm lazy. So at the end of the day, if somebody, it's distance, like, how far is it away and what's the price? And then, honestly, it's been situations where I pay more for the quality of service I'm getting. Yeah. So, that's what all classify, and if I'm going to buy something there. So, it really doesn't matter to me if it's a Black business or not. Now, me being the age I am now, I would lean more towards a Black business. Mm-hmm. But you also have to meet my classifications as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. It's been a time where I wanted to give a Black business a chance, and I kind of was like, okay, never mind. And it's only because something that they did where I was like, all right, I'm not dealing with them. It was a business, and of course I'm not going to say their name, but it was a food business, and they were, I was going to go there, and when I went on the, they had an Instagram page, so I went on the Instagram page, food looked good, so I'm like, okay, maybe I'll go there for lunch one day. So I ordered, me and a couple people in my office, we all ordered. And it took them, let me see, let's say I ordered at 12 o'clock. They didn't get our food to us till like almost 3 o'clock, and I get off at 4:30. So it was like,
that's crazy. That is, that's like, why did it take them like
They didn't even say. Like, we just ordered from them because they say, you know, we do this, this, and that. And honestly, the food was good as hell. Like, when we did get it, it was still warm or whatever. And it was good, but it was like, they didn't say, you know, when we got our food, it wasn't like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, this and this happened. Or it wasn't like, you know, we'll give you your next meal free. Like, it was no type of compensation. And
yeah, that was like 3 hours late. Like, what were you thinking?
And it was like, I don't know. They just kind of dropped it off, and that was that. And it was like, oh, okay, here you go, thanks. They literally didn't say sorry about the wait. And then even then, when I got the food, the guy was sitting there looking at me like he wanted a tip.
Like, no, dude,
I didn't even say nothing. I just was like, thanks. And he just sit there, was like, oh, okay. And he walked away. So I'm like,
I would have looked at him like, y'all 3 hours late.
So that's one time, like, one experience I have with a Black business. And like I said, I wanted to support, and the food looks good, and it was good. But I was like, I didn't want to order from them again, because I'm like, this was Tuesday. So I'm like, this the middle of the week. How is it on the weekends? Or how is it in the other day? Mm-hmm. Tuesday early in the week. So I don't know. That was like one experience I had with a Black business. But then again, I've had other experiences with Black businesses. Most of my experiences, like I said, we shout out Black businesses on this show all the time. And most of the Black businesses that I shout out, I have personal experiences with. So if I can't say anything good about you, I'm not going to shout you out. So like Anthony, who did our cake, he was great. I have a couple hairstylists that, you know, I've been going to for years, and even somebody that people that I just started going to was great. We have, you know, our t-shirt people that we go to that do our t-shirts quick. Inspire Apparel, quick as hell. Like, literally.
Yeah.
Like, they'll send your shit 2 days. It's like literally like Amazon Prime. Twin Stitches, quick, nice, good, professional, you know? So, but what do you think it is about Black people in supporting each other? Like, do you feel like it's kind of like that mentality thing where it's like, oh,
well, first of all, it's a lot of jealousy involved with that. Like, that's the one thing. I don't know why, but it's jealousy. Like, you don't want to support because it's like, well, they think they better because they're trying to open up this. They're trying to look better than me or be better than us. But it's like, no, they doing that to help out the area.
Even honestly, like, with our podcast, a lot of our friends and family don't listen, which I'm fine with. That's fine. But why do you feel that is? Like, why do you feel like people don't support their friends and family? Me personally, if any of my friends and family are trying to do something, I want to support. I want to promote you.
But at the end of the day, you still got to earn it. Like, if it's not, it's like anything, if it's not good, I'm not going to support nothing that ain't good. Or even if it's something I don't like, if it's something I don't prefer, something I'm not interested in, I'm not just going to jump at it. You know,
if it's my friends and family, honestly, if it's somebody that I'm close to, if it's my friend, like a really good friend of mine, even if it's something I'm not interested, I'm going to do it. Like, I have a friend that does lashes. I'm not that interested in it. But I've went in support of her. You know, I had a family member that made dinners. She was selling dinners. I had a dinner. I always supported it. I wasn't like that excited about it. But like, it was just food. I mean, not just food, but it wasn't anything that I was really interested in eating. But I supported them. You know, even if I wasn't interested in eating, I made sure I shared it on my pages. I made sure everybody else knew about it. And it's just that simple. For you to support somebody, you don't have to, even if you don't listen to this podcast, share it. Somebody else could. You know what I mean? Even if you are somebody's a hairstylist in your family, even if you wouldn't go and get your hair done by them, share it. Social media is a gift and a curse. The gift is you can make money off of social media.
Not even
People
that, it's
make
advertisement.
advertisements. That's what I'm saying. Make money. You can make money off of social media. People can just like that. You can share just like that. You can tag somebody like people that like even if we put up wedding pictures of when we got married, what did we do? Tag the photographer. Boom. That's right there. Somebody could book her right after that. You know what I mean? Like it's supporting doesn't mean you have to be like front and center on that person's business, but promote them, say their name. You know, if you have a another platform, you know, let them let other people know about it. You know what I mean?
Right, I agree. I understand what you mean.
And for me, I always want to do that for some people.
Some people.
Not some people, I always want to do that for people. But then again, sometimes I remember I promoted one of these people on Instagram. And it was somebody I knew personally, and like they have their personal page hooked with their business page. And I had promoted it to people that I worked at my job who were like Christians. They go on the page and find out that this person is like a fucking weed head, and that's all they talk about is weed. So they didn't want to do business with them because they like, well, we went on the page and and all they were talking about was weed. They do that, and I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like I had to like,
Yeah, that's a different subject because I don't like a lot of Christian people is the biggest hypocrites in the world.
well, yeah, but I'm just saying, if it's something that they don't agree with, weed is always seen as something bad. To me, if you're a business owner, if it's not legal in your city, why mix that with your business?
True, yeah, you're right.
So,
Because this is like you can see, like, I listen to like certain podcasts from like the West Coast and then like even East Coast podcasts, and like, you can tell the difference in like the influence in marijuana and not. Because even with the, I don't know this off the subject, but even like some of the LA, California people, the podcasts I listen to is like they don't just promote. They don't just promote smoking, like they promote the medical aspects of marijuana and even like, you know, marijuana with THC in it and without the THC, just CBD. Like they promote that heavy. Like heavy, like even with like certain sports and shit, like sports players, sports injuries and stuff like that. They promote that shit heavy because it's helping people.
Yeah, and it's legal in their city, but it's just like if I'm like sitting up here promoting something for my grandma and she want to get her Bible study catered, and the person I promote her to, you go to the page and you see them smoking a blunt. It's just like, come on. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just, I mean, it's a lot of things out here, reasons why some people want support, but it's like, I never understood that. But then again, it's like maybe some people don't see your vision like you do. Because I even try, because I do have friends and family that don't support, you know, some of the things that I'm trying to do, or even with the podcast, it's like, do you not, to me, my first thought is, do you not think that my podcast is good? But then again, it's like you don't want to get that negative energy in your mind. You know what I mean? Like you don't want to care about what other people think. If it's something that you want to do, just do it. You know what I mean?
That's me. I just feel that's just how I am. That's my energy, period. Like I just do what I do.
Yeah. I mean, that's yours, but sometimes I do feel like sometimes I'll be thinking like what? But I'm not gonna sit up and be like, oh, why you don't listen to my, I don't wanna be that person, you know? But why? You know, you don't have to be that person. If somebody don't support, don't, you know, it's fine. Because you have people that do support that you don't even know. But then again, sometimes I do see people on social media. I remember I saw this girl, she was like, some people won't even support you just because of who you are, because they had beef with you a long time ago. But I'm like, hold on. Why would you support somebody that you had beef with a long time ago? Would you do that?
I mean, it depends on what it is. Like, what is it? Is it like some shit from middle school?
I don't know. I don't know. But that's what she said. I'm like, well, I don't know about that. But
it depends. Like, is it some like middle school or high school shit? Like some shit that y'all like some
little kid shit,
or is it some shit that happened when y'all was adults? Like that.
I don't know.
Because like I see people that still like talk shit or hold grudges off of like high school and middle school shit, oh, yeah. And we 30 years old.
Oh, yeah. At the end of the day, if there is a black business that you have experience and they're good, support them. And that does not mean keep going to them or keep giving them your money. Share. And almost everybody now who has a business, a small business or whatever, they have a website. I mean, not a website. They have a social media or a website. Share it. It's just that simple. To support somebody, even if you don't agree with it, even if it's something that's not your cup of tea, it may be somebody else's cup of tea out of your 500 or 600 friends. You know what I mean? So just to support people, share that shit. That's what we gonna name the podcast, Share That Shit. But yeah, just, you know, if you had a photographer out there that you know, if you got, you know, a hairstylist out there that slayed your shit or you like their pictures, share it. Especially if they're black. We have to support our black people.
Right. I remember I had this discussion because with somebody, it was a while ago. And somebody had, basically somebody says, they're talking about Spotify. Like they subscribe to Spotify. Mm. Or whatever. I'm like, well, why don't you get Tidal? You know, Tidal, just because, you know, black only, and it's actually benefit the artist or whatever. And then I said something like, you know, you'd rather give, you know, you'll get a white man your subscription, but you won't get a black man your subscription. That's what it is. And some white lady got heated, like, well, what do you mean? Let me hear some dumb shit you about to say. And I'm like,
well, she was white.
Of course. But long story short, it was like, I'm like, I wasn't trying to disrespect. Like, for one, I was having a conversation with somebody, and obviously what I was saying, like, I was joking. I was like, oh, so you'll get a white man your money, but you won't have to. Like, I'm talking shit, like, but I had some type of meaning to it, but I was having a conversation with somebody, and you was butting in, first and foremost. But she was like, well, go ahead and explain yourself and hear what dumb shit you about to say. And I'm like, first of all, I'm having a conversation with somebody else. Second, yeah, I'm like, again, black people don't support their own stuff because they think something wrong with it. Like, a lot of people didn't fuck with Tidal because they think, well, the quality not going to be as good, or they're not going to have everything I want.
Who is Jay-Z?
Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, they got the same catalog as Apple Music and Spotify. Like, come on now. I was pissed when I opened up there and the first thing I seen was the fucking, what's the name? Taylor Swift's new. That's from Taylor Swift's new fucking CD, and I'm like, that's the last thing I want to fucking see. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing: a lot of people go with familiar shit. A lot of people rather go with what they know than something new. That's another part of the problem. But it's a lot of ways that you can find out. Like, let's say you want to go grab a smoothie or something. They have apps that you can find if it's a black business or not, which I'm going to actually shout out some of these businesses. I mean, these apps, they have Black Wall Street. Download that app to your phone, babe. Download the app to your phone right now. Black Wall Street can basically, it'll get your location. And let's say you want to find a yoga class or a smoothie place or somewhere to get your hair done that's black owned. Black Wall Street can get you there. It's a lot of other places. WeBuyBlack.com, AfroWorld.org, Where You Come From, and that's on Twitter too. Where You Come From / Twitter. What's can you say that? This one.
Izania
dot mavo / Shutterstock. You can also find all Black businesses on there. Any Black businesses near you, these apps will help you. I have personal experience with Black Wall Street, so I have that app on my phone. Wherever you are, it can basically, whatever you're looking for, you can get your Black business in. So Black Wall Street app, and it's just how it sounds, Black Wall Street. Go ahead and get that to look up your Black businesses or whatever. And even if you don't agree with it, unless you had a really bad experience with them, support black businesses, people. Black podcasts. I try and shout out a lot of Black podcasts. I try to follow a lot of Black podcasts. I listen to a lot of Black podcasts. I follow over 100 Black podcasts, and I try and listen to a different one every day just for the support. And some of them are really good. Black businesses in your city. It's so many Black businesses out here, people. Support. That's all we need to do. If we was, you know, if we would support each other, it can make such a big difference. So.
And then that, you know, I mean, let's probably be off the subject too, with the significance of Black Wall Street. People even know, do you even know what that is? Like what it's based on or what that came from?
No, what is it?
Black Wall Street. Basically, it was like the, I think it was like the 20s or the 30s or whatever. It was like a huge, basically like, you know, where you, what you see like Times Square and now it's basically, it was like a huge Black owned area in, I want to say Tulsa. I think it's Oklahoma, Tulsa. Somewhere. Mm-hmm. I think that's where it's at. Long story short, they had a, basically, you had Black lawyers, Black doctors, Black banks.
Black banks. Get into Black banks. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, but they had all of that. Like, Black lawyers, Black doctors, Black banks, doctor's office, dentists. I said dentists. Dentists and stuff in that area. And it was basically like, it was like appliance shops. Anything you can think of, like, this whole area was basically a Black owned area. Mm-hmm. And the reason that it thrived in that time period, because even the white people would come there.
Okay.
That's the one thing about Black businesses. Like, you know, you'll go to certain restaurants and certain shit back then, 1920s, 1930s. They wouldn't serve Black people. They only catered to white people. If you went to certain Black restaurants and Black businesses, they took everybody.
Hmm.
So that's a lot of reason why they thrived so much. Because everybody. But I believe the story goes, of course, it has something to do with a white woman. A white woman said that, you know, a Black dude was trying to talk to her or trying to rape her or something. I don't even think it was rape. I think it was something minor, like he was talking to her or some shit like that, and the white man didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, since the area was actually infringing on what the white people were doing around it, like taking away their businesses, what they did was they literally dropped bombs on the area. And it wasn't like literal bombs, but they had planes and shit where they threw gunpowder and shit over and just bombed the whole fucking block and ran with cars and shit, just bombed the block and basically got rid of the fucking area.
Hmm.
And people talk about, I mean, I'm not discrediting, I'm not trying to make it seem like one thing is more important than the other, but like 9/11 or Pearl Harbor and shit like that. Like, that's, like, one of the biggest attacks on U.S. soil, and that was done by U.S. people to other American people.
Wow.
And for something as simple as just the color of your skin, like.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Well, that's a history lesson for y'all asses and my ass too, because I ain't up.
And it's more, and actually, like that's something that I knew about, but I didn't know it's more areas like that, especially in the South, to where like they just got rid of flourishing black communities for what?
It's terrible.
It's still
a, that's America though.
It's honestly, it's a few that's still around, and it's, but it's like they don't teach you this stuff. Like mm-hmm. you don't know.
Well.
Side note: the Earth, Wind, and Fire song.
Which one?
You know the one that where they said they dropped the bombs on me or dropped the bombs on you or whatever. Everybody know that song. I can't find the song, but anyway, that song is based on.
You dropped the bomb on me.
Yeah, that one. That's based on. That's
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It is.
Okay. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Girl, that is not Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay, it is.
That is it's one guy. I can
Earth, see. Wind, and Fire.
I can see his face.
Anyway, that song is based on.
You dropped the bomb on me, baby.
No.
That song. You dropped the bomb on me.
Yes, that's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You dropped the bomb on me. That one, or is it another one?
That's the one.
Bro, that's not Earth, Wind, and
Fire. How much you want to bet, man?
Look it up. It's not Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's somebody else. It's one guy. I know. I see his face. Because I remember that music video.
But anyway, that song is based on...
Who is it?
I'm looking for it. Like I did, I thought
found it, you were trying to play me. Who is it?
Okay, it was the Gap Band, but
okay.
You were talking about.
Okay,
you
I told
was,
you.
But you said it was one guy. It's still a
I
group.
I told you I wasn't Earth, Wind, and Fire, bro.
It was still a group, though. You said it was one. You said it was
21st night, September.
Shut up.
Love was changing the minds of the tenders. Sorry.
But anyway, look, you just said it was one person.
It well,
was,
I knew it wasn't Earth, Wind, and Fire.
But it was still a group, bro.
Okay. Anyway, so thanks for that history lesson, babe. You're so smart.
There's certain stuff I just know.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and wrap up the discussion / media segment and go ahead and move on to close the show. No Filter. thepodcast@gmail.com. Also, No Filter Pod on Instagram to get in on the conversation. Comment, share that shit. Share this podcast. Even if you don't like it, just go ahead and share it. Somebody else might like it. Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm out.
Okay, so let's go ahead and move on and close the show. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast, too, if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.